Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Ninth Annual Schultz Family Kids Triathlon Continues Tradition, Creates Community, by Clara Boris. More than 200 young athletes swam, biked, and ran their way through Newton North High School Thursday, July 23rd, as the Schultz Family Kids Triathlon celebrated its ninth year with a focus on inclusion, confidence, and community. The triathlon at Newton North involved swimming, biking, and running portions, with distances adjusted for different ages. "The first race occurred in 2018, said Kelly Schultz. "It was my husband's idea, and it was just our 9-year-old son and 6-year-old twin daughters competing. We held it in my parents' neighborhood down the Cape, and the course was much shorter," she said. Unfortunately, David passed away the following May very unexpectedly at a race. Mark Kelly of Newton Parks and Rec had known about our little family triathlon and suggested making it a community-wide event to keep Dave's memory alive. The event began at 5:40 p.m., with the national anthem followed by Schultz and Mark Kelly explaining the race and offering encouragement. The triathlon took place in two waves, with 6- to 8-year-olds beginning at 6 p.m., followed by 9- to 13-year-olds. While waiting, the other group was in a gym enjoying a photo booth, music, and games. Mark Kelly, Deputy Commissioner of Newton Parks and Recreation, continues to help organize the race every year. He said organizing the event is unique because it involves incorporating several components: swimming, biking, running, and an area to transition between sections of the triathlon into a race. "All of this is not possible without the over 75 volunteers that come back year after year to support these incredible athletes," he said. "It also takes many community partners to pull off the race. Newton Parks and Recreation, Newton North High School, Newton Police, Newton Fire, and Newton DPW all work together to make this signature event thrive." The nonprofit Newton Athletes Unlimited and Max Performance Triathlon support of the race make it a premier youth triathlon in all of New England. Schultz said the race focuses not on competition, but on participation. "We have an adaptive division that has no age cap. Adaptive and the younger group, ages 6 to 8, swim one length while the 9 to 13-year-olds swim a lap in the pool. If an athlete isn't a strong swimmer, they have flotation devices and multiple adults in each lane to make them comfortable and able to get across the pool. On the bike course, there's the option to ride a stationary bike for a set time, and children who need them can use tricycles," she said. "Everyone receives a medal regardless, and we don't formally recognize anyone's placement." Tim Richmond, the owner of the race management company Max Performance Triathlon, said his company was honored to work with Newton Athletes Unlimited and Newton Parks and Recreation to make the triathlon a reality. "Seeing 225 children of all abilities swimming, biking, running, and crossing the finish line was incredibly rewarding. This event reflects what youth sports should be about, creating an inclusive, welcoming environment where every child has the opportunity to participate, build confidence, and feel like an athlete. It's our favorite event each year." Johanna Gittleman and Lucy Mazur Warren, who have been volunteering since the first public triathlon, first help participants in check-in, then take pictures at the track and finish line that are sent to families after the race. "We feel so special to be part of it every year. It's a really cool tradition and a really fun way to bridge working with the Schultz family and Athletes Unlimited and bringing it all together," said Gittleman. "We're grateful that the Schultz family is letting the community into their family tradition." Mazur Warren said she enjoys volunteering because she gets to see people come together. "People who don't even know each other, if someone's struggling, everyone's gonna run over and give them the encouragement that they need. It's just a really cool community event," she said. Rachel Urbach, whose daughter was completing the triathlon for the fourth time, said her favorite part is how much fun the kids have. "After every year, they're just so happy and proud," she said. Her daughter said her favorite part was the biking portion of the race and the Cabot's ice cream all participants receive at the finish line. Ray, who completed the triathlon for the first time, recommended the race to any kids considering participating next year. "It's really fun, and you do not need to worry because there's going to be people there to help you," she said. Lily, her sister, had similar advice. Don't worry if you win or lose, all you need to do is have fun, she said. Judging by the smiles, medals, and ice cream at the finish line, the event once again fulfilled its goal of bringing the community together while helping young athletes discover what they can accomplish. Clara Boris is a Fig City News summer intern, a rising senior at Newton South High School, and a sports editor for the NSHS Lions Roar. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.